Good morning and welcome to Spotlight 92. I'm your host, Malvin Massey. And of course, every Thursday we talk to the movers and shakers of the community, the people that are making things happen for your benefit and mine. Our guests today are a little bit up the road from where I, as a matter of fact, where I spent my last year in the Air Force in Little Rock, Arkansas. And they are representing an organization called the Arkansas Martin Luther King Jr. Commission. And the executive director, Mr. Deshaun Scarborough, is with us, along with the assistance of Mr. Steve Jones, who is the deputy director of the Arkansas Department of Human Services. And both are our guests this morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Thank you, and thank you for having us. So you spent a little time over here in Arkansas, huh?
I did. I spent my last year, 1974, in the U.S. Air Force at the Air Force Base in Jacksonville.
See, usually it grows on people and folks don't leave here. And in fact, that's what Deshaun and I are involved in, is to making this a more inviting place so that people won't leave here. But nonetheless, we enjoy your radio station. I live in your listening area. I'm from Marion. I live in Marion.
Oh, great, great.
So I enjoy WUMR and the great music. When I want to kick back and relax, that's where I tune to.
Well, it's good always to hear from members of the Jazz Lover family. And now this event, which we're talking about, Friday, October the 5th, from 7:30 a.m. till 3 p.m. at East Arkansas Community College in the Fine Arts Center. It's at 1700 Newcastle Road in Forest City, which is not that far away. My aunt lives there. And it will feature Honorable Larry S. Bryant, Mayor of Forest City, Arkansas, and the special guest keynote speaker. He will be the special guest keynote speaker. And the official guest, the official special guest keynote speaker for the luncheon at the Fine Arts Banquet Hall as well. And that happens at noon at 12:45 p.m. He'll speak encouragement on topics such as leadership, anti-bullying, staying in school, and the importance of education. And the organization itself, which is why we're here to talk about it, the Arkansas Martin Luther King Jr. Commission. How about a little background on how you guys got that started?
You know, the Arkansas Martin Luther King Jr. Commission was established back in 1993 by Act 1216. It's an offspring of the Martin Luther King federal holiday that was then commissioned by Coretta Scott King. And it was established under our former governor, Bill Clinton, by executive order, and then signed into legislation by our former governor, Jim Guy Tucker. The purpose of the King Commission is to promote racial harmony, understanding, and community service, respect and goodwill among all citizens. And what we want to do is promote the legacy of Dr. King and his six principles of nonviolence. What we've decided to do was pretty much find a consensus and educate youth throughout the state of Arkansas. Which brings us to our second event in your location. Our first was in West Memphis, and it was a nonviolence youth summit about 3 or 4 years ago, where we brought in Dr. King's nephew as the guest speaker, Isaac Ferris. So here we are again. We've been about six series throughout the state, and we're back on our seventh. And we're here at Forest City on Friday, and our guest speaker is going to be none other than the Honorable Mayor for the town, Larry S. Bryant.
Yeah, and now this is the second in a month. You did one in August, August 30th, is that right, in West Helena?
Well, no, actually, we did not. West Helena, we were actually just kind of down participating in another event down there. But, No, the Nonviolence Youth Summit series, our last one was Harrison, Arkansas, Which was back in February. So we usually try to gear up and do about three of these per year. And we partner with the Department of Human Services with Deputy Director Steve Jones, who has helped implement and design this program to reach out to youth and help alleviate nonviolence in many areas throughout the state of Arkansas and allow kids to be ambassadors of peace. I'll let Deputy Director Jones kind of speak a little bit about that.
Yes, please.
Mr. Massey?
Yes, sir.
Or should I call you Le Pilot?
Either one will work.
For the Arkansas Department of Human Services is the largest agency in the state of Arkansas, the largest state agency. It's a huge umbrella agency. We take care of everything from food stamps for people who need them to medical services through our Medicaid program. We take care of behavioral health services, just a huge array of services that we offer to half of the population of Arkansas, literally of the 3 million people in the state of Arkansas, 1.5 million of them we serve through the Department of Human Services.
Wow.
One of our 10 divisions is the Division of Youth Services. That's the juvenile justice system for the state of Arkansas. There in Memphis, you all have juvenile court.
Yeah.
But we have various courts around the state, about 28 of them, where we work with the judges to help keep our children out of harm's way, out of trouble, and keep focused on productive things so they can live a productive life. So we wanted to find meaningful partnerships, and that's what brought Deshaun and I together in our two agencies to help serve the needs of the children of the state of Arkansas. Together, we feel like if we can save one and make one just pause for a second and think about maybe not making a bad decision, all of our efforts are worth it. But we believe that, and evidence shows, and our surveys show that we're reaching a whole lot more than that. The response has been overwhelming.
You know, coming up, October is the Domestic Violence Awareness yes. Month, and you speak of violence here with these kids, bullying and violence consisting of abuse, emotional, verbal, and physical. Do you have research showing that there are elevated levels going on in Arkansas, and particularly in the Delta area, in the Mid-South area?
It's going to be consistent across the state, and there's still a rise in what's going on with our young people, unfortunately, as it relates to violence and getting involved in things that are counterproductive. What we have done is, to give you a response to that, during when school starts, our commitment rates rise, believe it or not. You would think that, you know, a lot of people think that during the summer when kids are out of school, that that's when they get in trouble. Actually, our commitment rate, those who come into the juvenile justice system, rises when they go back to school. So it peaks now. So what we'll be doing is creating an opportunity for our young people to be a part of something very positive, something that makes a difference, and something that they can hold on to. We have workshops that give them meaningful information that they can take back to their school, take back to their communities. And again, the response from the kids has just absolutely been overwhelming.
Oh, wow. And do you have satellite organizations that work with your two organizations, with the Martin Luther King Commission and with the Department of Human Services?
Let me speak from our standpoint. We have 13, through my agency, I don't provide a lot of direct services. What I do is partner. We've got 13 community-based providers that are positioned around the state of Arkansas. They work with our young people. They're the boots on the ground. They're the ones that do the counseling. They do whatever the child needs. If they need, if they have a problem with gambling, if they have a problem with drugs, sex addiction, violence, whatever their issues are, we've got some community-based partners that work directly with us. But there are an array of other partners out there. The Boys and Girls Clubs play a vital role. We partner with them on some issues. And so, yeah, we couldn't do this. Government is not the answer to everything. We must have people out in the community doing some things. Sean may have some others.
Well, you know, it's excellent to also partner with other agencies throughout the state of Arkansas. One of the things that we try to do through our program of the Nonviolence Youth Summit is to commit outside vendors to come and talk to the kids and also have breakout sessions. We partner, realizing that the bullying throughout the state of Arkansas has become very prevalent, and also throughout the United States. We brought in the Attorney General's office, who would do a breakout session talking about cyberbullying. They also talk about gay, lesbian bullying, gender bullying, and disability bullying. So it gives an opportunity to kind of have another perspective of the type of bullying that's going on within the school district. And then not only them, but we bring in Department of Heritage. We have an individual from Department of Human Services that talks about gangs and violence. So, you know, these kids, there are several that we're expecting for Four City, and we're looking somewhere about the numbers of 500 because of this, of the facility and the venue. So they'll go out into these breakout sessions, receive a lot of knowledge from each one of the or perspectives from each one of the presenters, and then we try to bounce them around and until the guest speaker gets there.
Okay. If you just tuned in, by the way, this is Spotlight 92. We are talking to the executive director of the Martin Luther King Jr. Commission, the Arkansas Martin Luther King Jr. Commission, Mr. Deshaun Scarborough, and Mr. Steve Jones, who is deputy director of the Arkansas Department of Human Services. And we're talking about a summit that's coming up, Nonviolence Youth Summit Anti-Bullying Conference. It's on Friday, October 5th. It's from 7:30 a.m. till 3 p.m. And it'll be at East Arkansas Community College. Yes, sir.
Now, I think it's important to let all the listeners know that this event is free to the public. There is no charge for attending from 7:33. We're also feeding. Lunch is free. So please come out and join, be part. We welcome any and all volunteers who want to participate. Please contact our office to do such, 501-683-1300. Again, that number is 501-683-1300. Or you can contact us on our website at www.arkingdream.org.
Yeah. And, Mr. Massey, the kind of people that will benefit, obviously young people, the whole curriculum that they will go through on that day is geared toward young people, but teachers are benefiting. People who are engaged in community and leadership positions that work with young people, they are benefiting. So those are the types of people that might want to come to consider being a part of it. And as Deshaun mentioned, it's free to the public. I'd also like to mention, he touched on it a second ago, we have one of the foremost experts on gang intervention in the nation. If you saw a few years ago, there was a special on HBO, Banging in the Streets of Little Rock, Gang Wars. Right. That was that guy that was kind of the focus of that, who was out working to correct young people. He's now on my team. He works here at the Department of Human Services, and he speaks all across the nation on gang intervention. So he'll be doing a breakout session that's usually been beneficial to teachers, but it also it puts a real picture in front of the kids what they've got to look for. They think that gangs are glamorous and a place to be, a place to belong. Well, he talks about the stark realities therein and talks about positive alternatives. So it's not enough to tell them to say no to something. You got to give them something to say yes to. And our two agencies, the King Commission and DHS, we spend a lot of resources on giving children something to say yes to.
An alternative to that wanting to be a part of something.
Absolutely. And it's important for the Delta region is to come down in that area to speak. As you know, or you may not know, Deputy Director Steve Jones is a former state representative who has represented that area and West Memphis. And we just think it's a great opportunity to involve individuals in that area. This is our second focal point in that area. We started off with West Memphis, and we've gotten back around to Forest City. So we have great outcome measures from the past events. Realistically, some of our events have been up to somewhere 800 to 1,000 kids, according, just kind of depending on the venue. We bounced around the state. We started in West Memphis. Steve, I think from there we went on to Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and from Pine Bluff to Fayetteville, Arkansas. We brought it back home for our fourth one here at the Little Rock, here in Little Rock at the state capitol. Part five, we bounced over to Hope, Arkansas. And part six, we went to Harrison, Arkansas. Now, a little bit about Harrison is that Harrison was kind of known as the headquarters for the KKK for the United States. And, they received some bad rep because of an individual who lived maybe 8 miles outside of Harrison, but Harrison would be known for the bad rep. And we had an opportunity, our two agencies, to go up and partner with Harrison, the city of Harrison, and the mayor. And we brought in our Nonviolence Youth Summit back in February, earlier this year. And, I mean, we received a great response. And just to kind of get an idea of how these Nonviolence Youth Summits, how they go, you can also view us on YouTube, the Arkansas Martin Luther King Jr. Commission, and type in our YouTube page, and you can go to pretty much all of our Nonviolence Youth Summits and all of our events. And you get an opportunity to kind of view and kind of see exactly what to expect for that particular day.
I guess this is beneficial, like you said, for teachers and everybody else that has to deal with children on a daily basis. This is going to be beneficial to them to look for signs, to learn how to look for signs of violence and of abuse and such things as that.
Well, absolutely. It's a very meaningful program. They leave there better than they came in terms of knowledge as it relates to these issues that we're speaking of.
Yeah. And the structure of the state of Arkansas is that, like, Little Rock is huge. It's a big town. But then there's Jacksonville, which is right off the side of it. My dad had a church down in Pine Bluff, and my grandparents lived in Augusta. I know how the state is structured with smaller cities, and I don't mean little.
You talk like you're one of us, Doc.
My roots are from Arkansas. But the smaller cities, which are not, everybody gets the picture of Wynn, a little small farm town, but there are smaller cities. Is it easy enough to connect with the smaller cities around the state to implement these programs? You know, like, do they have enough infrastructure of social networking to help out with this kind of program?
Well, that's a very good question that you asked there. And one of the things that, again, Representative Jones and I have tried to do was pretty much look at the region that, you know, that we have before us regarding the kids, and then bring about, you know, figure out which was one of the biggest regions, and kind of partner with all of the outside regions by bringing in outside cities. Again, this particular conference will be held in Forest City, but we've invited individuals from Marianna, from Wynn, from West Helena, and there are many schools that are coming from many of these different school districts. So not only that, but now we've reached over the bridge to bring in Memphis. You know, we think it's important to also give the knowledge and allow or welcome the city of Memphis to come in as well. So it's a great opportunity. So oftentimes we have individuals come from Little Rock right. School District just to come down to attend the event. So it just kind of depends on how big. But I hope that answered your question in regards to the small cities. But we try to bounce it around and have one close to everyone throughout the state of Arkansas and then just kind of invite them where they're closest to the region. Yeah.
So far, we've been to the four corners of the state. We've been all across the state. We do have a little bit of a challenge sometimes finding a venue large enough to hold the number of participants that we typically have. Like, for instance, over at Forest City, we will have to pare it down just a little bit. The venue there isn't as large as some of the others that we've gone to. But we make it work. We make sure that they still get that same effect. Breakout sessions, it's the same information. The deal is everybody can't come, but you can send a representative and they can take information back. We help people to go back and share information to their point of origin. With their point of origin. So it's exciting. It's going to be an exciting day. And for the kids who are listening, it's got to be some kids who are jazz enthusiasts. Well, they're supposed to be in school right now. For the youth who may be missing, or their parents or guardians or teachers, this is a wholesome day. Lots of thought. We've got some of the finest professionals across the state of Arkansas who participate. They will leave there empowered to go back to deal with these issues.
And there will be breakout sessions and little small seminars and like that going on throughout the whole event.
Right, very interactive. The kids will have a good time. We've got great presenters. And Deshaun mentioned the trek that we've been on starting in West Memphis. Right. But all along the way, we've tweaked this program. We've gotten feedback. The kids fill out survey forms. They give us feedback. We've tweaked this all along, and we're continuing to do things to improve it, to make sure that it's real for them. We know that we can't put a boring person in front of them talking for hours, lecturing as they would maybe in a college. We've got to make sure that we have enthusiastic but informed participants, leaders of these breakout sessions, and that's what they'll get when they come to Forest City.
Yeah, and you know, it's very interesting, too, that this would be inclusive of the rest of the Delta. We share these same problems.
Absolutely.
The police departments from Memphis chase gang members to Arkansas, and the police departments in Arkansas chase gang members to Memphis.
You're right, unfortunately.
They're all recruiting the same small children. Is there an effort to get, you know, the age limit of kids? What's the age that you are looking forward to?
Our target population, or as far as our age requirement, is really somewhere between 11 and 17. But we have reached out and found that some fifth graders and sixth graders will benefit from this particular program and have been invited by the superintendents of that area at Forest City. So we're expecting somewhere from fifth graders to college students. That's usually who participates in these particular events. And again, you know, we welcome everyone, even from City of Memphis. We ask that you just contact our office. Again, at 501-683-5000. 1300. And we ask that basically you contact us and let us know, you know, if you're, you know, if the teachers are going to fill out a permission slip from the parents, just to send them in, so we can kind of get a head count. We want to make sure everyone's fed and everyone's kind of comfortable within the event and has a place to sit. But please contact us if you can, RSVP. But it is welcome. Everyone's welcome, and it is free to the public. And we look forward to seeing everyone on that particular day.
Yeah.
The capacity for that particular venue is somewhere between, probably right at about 500.
Yeah, so okay. there will be a cutoff. So once we get to that number, we're not going to want anybody uncomfortable. We'll have to cut it off there. So it's the first ones in. So those who are interested, go ahead, call the King Commission, and let's go ahead and RSVP, because, again, there are a set number of seats.
Right. And we partnered with some of the vendors down in that area for food services, and I want to certainly make sure everyone's fed and everyone's comfortable, so there's an overage that I'm looking for as well, so that we can make sure that everyone has enough food, because we're expecting some parents as well. And we're looking at parents, and we've had some counselors call in and say that they're coming in, they, you know, to see how they can relate some of these topics back to their school. We have some principals. It's going to be a well-secured location. We have sheriffs on hand to alleviate any type of violence or...
which we've had none. We've had thousands of kids so far. No, there have been no incidents of violence whatsoever
out of all seven series. So
that's all. That's very encouraging to know.
Just want to make certain, you know, when you have parents, we want to make sure everyone's welcome. Oftentimes, on Sundays, in the bulletin, a lot of churches get this information. And, you know, they may have some youth groups who may want to attend.
That was going to be my next question, if you had reached out to the church youth groups.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have, and we're looking forward to some youth groups coming in as well. And we welcome as many from Memphis as possible. You know, ask that if they have any information. Again, I hope you're also getting our contact information and in order to point them back in our direction. Or to peruse our website to get more information so that we can take care of all matters beforehand. Mm-hmm. Again, this is 1 week away. This is next Friday, so we're trying to secure as much food as possible and make sure that everyone is comfortable for this particular event.
And I'd like to also, Deshaun mentioned, or one of you mentioned this, the keynote speaker is Larry Bryan, and he speaks during the lunch hours. It'll be a brief, just kind of a motivational speech to the young people. But for those who like music, since we're on the jazz station of the Mid-South, for those who like music, we will have the Forest City High School Choir, led by Alvin Coleman Jr., that award-winning choir. People talk about them all throughout the region, so if nothing else, is going to be worth for those who are music lovers to come and hear them, but we have that and so much more.
Yeah. It's a lot of excitement for the kids. You know, again, Steve and I, we said we pass ideas back and forth to each other, and anything that we can do to get the kids on one level, you know, we want to receive their attention at all times. You know, as you know, sometimes kids have a short attention span.
Yes, very.
Brought in something that, you know, we find that they can relate to. We brought in some rap groups this time, positive rap groups that I think very entertaining. And it can hold the attention of the kids. And that's going to kick off first thing in the morning so that we can kind of get all get the attention of the kids and kind of get them.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. If you just tuned in, by the way, this is Spotlight 92. And we are speaking with the Arkansas Martin Luther King Jr. Commission Executive Director, Mr. Deshaun Scarborough, and Mr. Steve Jones, who is Deputy Director of the Arkansas Department of Human Services. We're talking about the Nonviolence Youth Summit and Anti-Bullying Conference. It's on Friday, October the 5th, from 7:30 a.m. till 3 p.m. It'll be at East Arkansas Community College, EACC, the Fine Arts Center at 1700 Newcastle Road in Forest City. And it'll feature the Honorable Larry S. Bryant, who is the mayor of the city of Forest City, Arkansas, as the keynote speaker. And it's almost like a fair, if you talk about the idea that you guys are feeding people. You've got entertainment there, music, and
giveaways. Kids get prizes. I mean, it's a fun day for them the whole day. We keep them moving the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's a long day, too, 7:30 in the morning till 3 p.m.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't want to keep them condemned just in the breakout sessions. We have a lot of fun events outside planned for them. What they can participate in. We have individuals that are coming to do a walk, wall climbing wall, excuse me, a rock climbing wall. So, you know, kids will have an opportunity to kind of relax and kind of unwind as opposed to just being a classroom setting. It's going to be a great event. I mean, all of them have been very successful. We don't foresee any changes for this particular event. Again, we welcome everyone. And the event is free for those who just tuned in. And please contact us for any questions at the Arkansas Martin Luther King Jr. Commission at area code 501-683-1300, or you can peruse our website at www.arkingdream.org.
ARKingDream.org. I love that. That's beautiful. ARKingDream.org. And again, the number 501-683-1300. Well,
you know what? What is your on-air nickname again? La Pilot.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking, La Pilot? You know, for individuals that are in Memphis, you know, let's make it a little bit easier. Let me give you a toll-free number.
Okay.
It's 1-888. 290-KING.
1-888-290-KING.
That'll keep, you know, for those who can't call long distance and who want to participate in the event, let's make sure that everyone's accessible to the Martin Luther King Commission office.
Right on. And this is a great idea and a great organization. Dr. King would be proud, I'm sure. And the idea that since we hear in the news now that bullying has gone to high tech as far as bullying online. And I don't know, though. You know, sometimes it occurs to me, I remember being bullied when I was a kid. And, you know, we came up with mechanisms to deal with that. But I think a lot of that had to do with our parents as well, teaching us different values than kids learn today. Is that something that is focused into this to try and change the values of some of these kids, or at least adjust them?
Yeah, and we deal with that. Obviously, there's nothing, you know, the child has to want to make good decisions. What we do is try to give them the pathway to making good decisions, and that's the extent that we can do it, and keep reinforcing it with positive information, positive images. We go to great lengths to bring people and place people in front of them that not only are accomplished, but they talk to them about where they start. And what they find out is that a lot of people came from neighborhoods just like them, similar backgrounds, a lot of people in leadership positions. Deshaun and I, neither one of us were born in with silver spoons in our hearts and in our mouths, but we had parents who had us at heart, and we had guardians or whomever that loved us and cared about us. So what we let them know is that, you know, you can strive to be whatever. So we put a whole array of people in front of them, from lawyers to doctors, politicians. We've had athletes in front of them, professional athletes. People at the collegiate area level who have been accomplished. The FBI has come and spoken there. So,
well, you know, also, Steve, not to cut them off, but just so the listeners know, for this particular conference, we're also having individuals come from the prison. Uh-huh. So you'll have a breakout session from one of and the presentation will be from the prison right there in.
There's a federal prison right there in Fort City.
In Fort City.
Wow, yeah, that's
where T.I. was
getting it directly from the horse's mouth, as it were.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, again, once again, it is the Nonviolent Youth Summit and Anti-Bullying Conference. It's on Friday, October the 5th, 7:30 a.m. till 3 p.m. at East Arkansas Community College, EACC Fine Arts Center, 1700 Newcastle Road in Forest City, which is not that far from Memphis, Tennessee, and not really far from anywhere in Arkansas. And it'll feature the Honorable Larry S. Bryant, who is the mayor of Forest City, Arkansas, as a special guest keynote speaker, and a lot of other cool things. It's a family event, by the way, and it's free and open to the public. Is that right?
That is correct.
Yes. Well, gentlemen, I appreciate that. I appreciate you calling us and getting us informed about this event going on. We're looking forward to the next one, and we have a little more time to talk about it even sooner and draw maybe a larger crowd. I'm sure this will be successful for you.
Mr. Massey, thank you so much for taking time and having us on. I know that you get lots of calls and requests, but for you to think that this event was significant enough We're reaching out for young people. This isn't about either one of us on this call with you, but it's about the young people around the state that we're trying to reach and the lives that we're trying to change. And that makes you a partner when you allow us your microphone in this venue to help get the word out. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. We appreciate the work that you do, too. And once again, the number to call, 1-888-290-KING, 1-888-290-KING. You can also call 501-683-1300, 501-683-1300, or you can look online at ARKING, that's ARKINGDREAM.org, ARKINGDREAM.org. And again, Mr. Deshaun Scarborough, Mr. Steve Jones, thank you so much for being our guest on Spotlight 92, gentlemen.
Well, thank you so much for having us, and we really appreciate all that you do in the community.
All right. And this has been Spotlight 92. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.